Welcome back to another episode of the Spoken Word Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by Christopher Schwartz for the Woodworking Magazine blog. It's titled Hubris, and was posted originally January 17, 2006. Now, if you'd like to find more great articles just like today's, of course, you can visit their website at blog.woodworking-magazine.com, or of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to get you there just that much quicker. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Hubris, written by Christopher Schwartz for the Woodworking Magazine blog, originally posted January 17, 2006. One of my favorite movies as a teenager had a scene where a 1940s-era G-Man goes to a mystic for help in becoming a superhero. The G-Man shows the mystic, named Sombra, a photo of a caped hero, and asks for a magic word to become like him. Without hesitation, Sombra says, "I suggest you dye your underwear and learn to live within your limitations." And that, dear reader, is exactly how I felt last week as I was finishing up the first prototype for the next issue of Woodworking Magazine. The project is a classic American trestle table with traditional joinery. And despite the fact that there was nothing new about any aspect of this project, it kicked my butt up one side of the shop and down the other. Fitting the through tenons in the base took more fussing and fitting than was acceptable, and I still had to patch one side of a joint despite a careful fit. The breadboard ends on the top fit perfectly when dry fit, but after they were pegged, they each moved off the shoulder line enough that I disassembled the whole end and started over. Those mistakes seemed unavoidable, and then there were the ones where I was overcome by hubris, the worst shop mistakes possible. I got a little cocky when I draw board the center of one breadboard in an effort to get a seamless joint line. After all my success at drawboarding the base, made of southern yellow pine, I used the same heavy offset in the black cherry top. That's when the entire breadboard end piece exploded in my hands. I, however, had made an extra breadboard for test cuts, which saved me. And when I completed the two-board top using some locally cut 18-inch wide boards that had been drying in my basement, I used a smoothing plane alone to finish the top. No sandpaper. It looked good until I put the first coat of varnish on. Groan. Out with the sandpaper to blend the tool marks and remove some localized tear out. The point here is that even the simplest operations can be a challenge when you change one fact. In this project, it was the scale of everything. It's one thing to fit a cabinet scale wedged through tenon. It's quite another when the tenon is 1 inch thick, 3.5 inches wide, and 3 inches long. Same goes with the breadboard and the top itself. Fitting a tenon shoulder that's 3 inches across is easy compared to a breadboard shoulder that's 30 inches across. There is a lot less room for error. But with the table complete, I took stock of the project and have concluded that this trestle table and its joinery are an outstanding lesson in traditional joints. It teaches one of the most important and forgotten joinery techniques around, wedging. I've wedged hundreds of through tenons, but that's because I've been deeply into chair making for a couple years now, and a single chair can have 25 to 30 wedge joints, depending on how nuts you are. I'm fairly nuts. And now that this first table is complete, I know exactly how to modify our stock techniques to make assembly really easy. Or maybe I should just go to Kroger tonight and get some black vegetable dye for my underwear. It could be the hubris talking. And that was Hubris, written by Christopher Schwartz for the Woodworking Magazine blog, originally posted January 17, 2006. Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.